Hey, have you had any snacks tonight? Would you like a Reese's peanut butter cup? I'll just go ahead and slide that to you.
You couldn't just spend the extra dollar to get those Valentine's hearts.
No, these were the only ones in the machine.
God damn.
Yeah.
If you can, folks, get those trademark Reese's hearts. Eat them for breakfast.
What do you wash those down with?
A nice blue monster. Yes, the breakfast of a champion.
God damn.
Keep you from, just going into work and punching your boss in the face.
Is that what they say? That's what does it, huh?
That's what does it. That's what does it. Either that or a Jack and Coke before work.
Just to calm the nerves.
To come. I wonder who can do that? Who does that?
Functioning alcoholics can do that.
A functioning alcoholic can do that. It's 6:30, 7 in the morning. He's leaving to go to work, or
He's
she's leaving to
leaving.
go to work.
Or she, let's not be biased.
Right. And she's and they're like, I need a drink.
Well, it starts with the shakes, in the tremors. When you
Shakes.
realize that your body is reacting to not having a drink and it's shaking. In other words, when the shakes stop after taking that drink, that's kind of a red flag.
And the only thing that could solve those shakes is a nice glass of bourbon.
I mean, whatever it takes, the DTs, it runs a gamut. We don't talk enough about alcoholism on this show. We should
I'm not
probably get
la
right to
I'm
it.
not laughing at the condition. I'm laughing at the fact that bourbon
Well, let's be
at
honest.
6 in the morning can solve a life problem.
It's so fucked up. Your body gets so used to that intake that
Jesus.
the booze doesn't even do anything after a while. It takes so much of it to actually get you drunk.
Because your liver is like, give me more, give me more, give me
Give me
more.
more. Yeah, so that's it. But the liver's more like, give me more, give me more. Is that what it's for?
Yeah.
Right. Right.
As
That's right.
it oozes out your ass because
Right.
it's just about to go anyway.
But think about it. It wasn't that long ago that men and women were just drinking in the office, particularly men, businessmen.
Well, right. Yeah, I mean, smoking, drinking,
Right.
like
Fucking.
I like
Fucking.
fucking, I like the TV shows where the boss or just some like head executive, he has a whole bar in his
A whole
office.
bar. A whole bar.
And just midday, he's like, hey, you want a drink?
Right. Can we enact a scene of this? Come on. Like, I walk in. I tell you what, you walk in, you want me to be the boss, you be the
You
boss.
can be boss. Nothing wrong with a white man being boss.
Oh, shit.
I think that's what the Portuguese told the Africans, about 400 years ago. Hey, you want me to be the boss?
Hey, my man, look, I didn't know if
They
you
said
had
it
it
just
lined
like
up.
that too.
I didn't
They
know
said
if
it
you
just like
had it
that too.
lined up.
Hey, my man.
Hey, my man, you want me to be the boss or you want to be the boss? Which one would you like to be today? All right, Johnson, what is it?
Say, come on in.
Oh yeah, you're right. I guess I would say come on in, wouldn't I? Because I'm expecting you.
Come
No, but
on, come on.
I already have to be like getting ready to pour a drink. Like, that was a
Yeah.
hell of a deal you did on that Kip Yarper merger.
Thanks, Mr. Smith.
I've been meaning to ask you. You're a family man, right?
Yeah, I got a
You
wife and
should
kids. I got a wife and
bring the
kids.
kids by the lake house this summer.
Oh, I don't know, Mr. Smith. We're thinking about family vacation and Jane. She has cooking classes during the year.
That's all good and fine. Cooking classes is where they belong, am I not right? But look, you should really come over to the house because this is where we all like to get together and have our affairs,
Well, I don't know, Mr. Smith. You hang around a certain circle of, I don't know if I can say, but some shady characters in your circle. And I don't know if I want, Skip and Judy around that type of atmosphere.
Well, I'll tell you what. How about you just have a drink with me? And if you're not convinced by the end of this drink to come over to the lake house and get butt naked with me and the rest of the guys, then I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that out loud. I guess I've had a few many already.
I mean, Mr. Smith, you don't have to touch my leg as we're talking.
We're just talking a couple of guys here. Don't worry about it.
Mr. Smith, that's enough. That's
Go
far
ahead. Take that tie
beyond my
off. Take that
crouch.
tie off. It's Casual Friday.
I'm not comfortable. this.
What Mr. if I get between your legs? What if you don't even have to do anything?
Don't I'll just have get, to get between Mr. Smith.
Hold on.
Please,
just move
please,
these. Move these.
Please, Mr. Would Smith,
you stop
do
pushing
not
me
grab,
off? I like it.
My penis.
I like it when they play hard to get.
Mr. Smith, you're getting me hard.
I'm getting harder.
Did Mr. Smith get older?
He did.
I'm getting harder.
Are you going to bark all day, little doggy, or are you going to bite?
Yeah, yeah.
There are several sacred things in this world that you don't ever mess with. One of them happens to be another man's fries. Now you remember that, and you'll live a long and healthy life.
Just us, the cameras, and those wonderful people out there in the dark.
Science fiction, the wave of the future.
I wonder where a guy, an everyday Joe like myself, could find a little action.
Bye.
Yeah.
You're a fan of Fig Newtons? You want any of these too?
Love a Fig Newton.
Love a good Fig Newton, right?
Love a Fig Newton. There is absolutely nothing wrong with a Fig Newton. Anybody that tells me there's something wrong with a Fig Newton, something's wrong with them.
I agree. This episode's brought to you by Fig Newtons.
Yeah, there is nothing wrong with a Fig Newton. Fig Newton is a throughout the day snack that you can't get open at this point, I see.
No, I cannot. I'm having a little bit of a problem with this. These vending machine snacks.
You kind of took it off camera, so you didn't want me to see it.
I didn't want you to see it.
See the struggle.
I like the softness, you know, of it, but also that little bit of a crunch you get in the middle.
Mm, that's what they say about vaginas.
Really?
Yeah.
Nowadays?
Yes.
Mm. I thought that's what they said about our current administration. It's soft on the outside, but crunchy in the middle.
Mm.
How about that State of the Union? You want to talk about it?
Yeah, why not?
How did you feel about it?
I don't feel reassured. I don't feel reassured. You know, a working man like me, blue collar guy like myself, I'm getting fucking taxed. The poor aren't getting taxed. They're getting all the fucking tax breaks.
Mm.
Poor people get all the breaks.
Mm. So it's kind of like a dark night.
It is a dark night.
Oh, actually, no. Didn't the rich get away with everything? And then the Dark Knight Rises, the poor fought back.
Yeah. Why is it that?
Remember Anne Hathaway was like, you thought you could have so much and leave so little for the rest of us.
But you really didn't see any like the poor coming back. It was more like the police versus the prisoners.
But before it was the prisoners, weren't the rich getting ransacked by the rest of the town folk?
Ah, yes. Yeah. Bane did round them up.
Mm-hmm.
He did round them up and sent them to trial with Scarecrow.
Is that so far off of what needs to happen?
We need to have mock trials for our representatives.
Right.
By supervillains. That's why I'll take that.
And have them walk the ice.
Walk the ice. But that Batman, he better not show up.
No, he better not.
Let's see. Light it up.
Light it up.
Light it up. How about that smile when he heard that voice? Gordon. That Gordon, he got hard as fuck when he heard that. Light it up.
How hard did he get? I mean, harder
he smiled.
Than
he smiled. He smiled.
He did. It was a hell of a smile. But yeah. What I'm asking you is, how was it more of a hard cock than say Batman Begins when he said, "And you'll never have to." That smile at the end.
Oh no, because he thought I think he got harder in Rises.
Really? Because he already knew him at that point.
Yeah, he knew him at that point, and he knew his man was coming to save him sooner or later. He wouldn't let him just ice skate out there. You know,
kids, we're talking about Batman Begins and Gary Oldman and how hard he got in response to Christian Bale's Batman just showing up on a rooftop or on the ice.
On the ice. And he just comes out of the shadows. Light it up.
Light it up. Didn't Bane, when he saw the bat symbol in flames on the side of the building, wasn't he like, no, impossible.
Impossible. Stay with her. He'll come for her first.
Do you think he was a little afraid at that point? After doing all that to him and then seeing that lit up, was he like, oh, he's really fucking coming?
You're like, you're shitting me. He got out of that fucking cave.
He got out of that fucking cave. His back healed.
His back is healed. Right.
Right. It's only been 2 weeks.
Has it only been 2 weeks?
No, I was joking. I feel like it was like 6 months.
Yeah, I think so too.
You know, it happened in the summertime. Then the winter was there. You know, it was snowing when he showed up.
Yeah. It was about 6 months.
Yeah.
Or at least the fall.
I like how they don't tell us, you know?
No.
It leaves it open to interpretation.
Right. Because who knows how far Bruce Wayne was out in the desert?
Who knows? Who knows how long it takes for a man to climb up a fucking bottom of a well 3-4 times?
Right.
You know?
After a spinal injury.
After a spinal injury. And then after fucking falling down twice and re-injuring your spine and banging your head up against the side of the stones.
Nothing like prison chance to, you know, help you up that hole.
How motivating is that, huh? And I like the blind man, like he knows, you know. That's how he sounded. Yep, that's it.
Yeah, he wanted him to get up there.
He says, "Fear, fear is what stops you." Always got to have a guy who's interpreting. It makes it more dramatic, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, what if he's like, "What did he say?" He says his balls itch. They've been itching for a century.
Then the old guy end up talking basic anyway to him anyway.
At the end, like towards the end.
In the end. They always do that in the end.
But he's like, because I also speak language.
Right.
Right. But it's more dramatic, I think, at first if it's like.
Keep
it. What does he say?
Keep it mysterious.
He says, "I don't like you." See what I did there? Like what I did?
I saw it.
Yeah. Little mashup.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're talking about tonight, kids. The Dark Knight Rises. Just kidding. Mm-hmm. We're talking about A Dark Knight Returning. What am I rocking? Oh, look at that. Boom, dang, boom, dang, boom, dang, boom.
Rocking, you look like you're rocking something from the chambers.
Oh, you know it, baby. Mm-hmm. Raw, give it to you with no trivia. We're like cocaine straight from Bolivia.
It's here forever. Motherfuckers.
Motherfuckers. This night in 1979.
Back to 79.
I'ma rub your ass in the moonshine. Bomb atomically. Hey, listen, welcome to Comic-Con.
Philosophies and hop.
Welcome to Comic-Con Podcast, a geek podcast for the rest of us. Who are the rest of us? Well, just a few of us that don't take this shit that seriously and like to listen to Wu-Tang on a regular basis.
Back to deck.
Ghostface Killer.
The chef.
When did Ghostface Killer show up on there? Does he show up on
what
Triumph?
Was
he on Triumph?
Right after RZA.
Who's the last one then? The one that's like, "Yo, fuck that. Fuck that." He comes in last.
That's Ghostface.
That's Ghost?
That's Ghost. And then.
Like Ross Strickland.
And then.
And then it just ends.
I think Capadonna ends it.
I think Capadonna ends it because that was my least favorite bar of the whole thing. Capadonna is like known for being like my least favorite, I think. I think it was Capadonna.
Yeah. So it was Deck.
Did you ever get Capadonna solo shit? No.
No.
Nobody did. No. God bless him. God bless him for doing it. But, you know.
Yeah, it's
like Raekwon, right. RZA, GZA, especially that GZA Liquid Swords and then Beneath the Surface. That shit, man.
Beneath the surface,
my mouth is on the right.
Can't get beats like that no more. It's hard to get that. Hard to capture.
You get it. You know, James, I've been meaning to ask you this, and you know, we talk a lot about a lot of different things. Sometimes we talk about men wearing capes and cowls. We'll get to all that. Sometimes we talk about, you know, speedsters breaking the speed force and time barrier. And again, we'll get to all that. Every now and then we talk about men.
Do we talk about speedsters? Huh? Do we really talk about speedsters? I can't recall an occasion where we really talked about speedsters. Like,
we've had some Barry Allen talk every now and then.
Have we?
I feel like we've touched on him.
I don't think we ever like really just touch any speedster.
Oh, well, now I can't ask you my original point, and then I'm just going to have to get back to the other thing. You know what? Let's talk about speedsters if you want to talk about speedsters first. I mean, we don't give them enough love. Maybe we don't give them enough, you know. That fucking setting was off again, son of a bitch.
Mm.
I don't like it when robots make decisions for me. You know what I mean? Let me drive the ship.
I don't mind it. I'm looking forward to Skynet taking over.
You are?
Yeah.
Hmm. Wow.
Or the machines turning me into a battery. I don't care. Fuck it.
The machines would turn you into a battery, and then they get all your juices.
Get all my juices, you know. Yeah. Fuck it. If Neil comes up to me right now and says he needs a driver right now, what's my answer? I'm in. Fuck it. Do people, I mean, I would like to ask the kamikazes, do they get the references just like that, though? Because we're with the reference.
We are quick with it.
You have to be quick on this show to get the reference.
You'll be left behind if you're not quick.
You'll be left, like, I wonder how many people are getting left behind by our references. A lot of folks don't catch it that fast. It'd be same movies, folks. It'd be the same movies.
It's like, the same shit.
We're not referencing A Dark Knight Rises, Heat, or
Batman 1989.
Or 89. I mean, we're not that hard. We're going to reference it. Or Tombstone.
Maybe that's one of the reasons why we don't touch on the Speedster, because he hasn't really had any successful adaptations. I mean, it's not like he's had a show that's been on the air for 9 seasons or anything like that.
I mean, and it ended up being a whole nother show the last 4 seasons.
And is it?
And even it turned into the Power Rangers.
Right. And even if it wasn't turning into the Power Rangers, is it the kind of thing you can really like quote? And is it like memorable in that sense? You know, not really, you know, because even the Marvel movies, even though they're newer, there's a couple of them, a handful of them that have those memorable scenes, you know?
Example.
He's my friend, Tony.
No, you said new.
No, I'm saying the Marvel movies. I don't
consider that new. I thought you meant like new Marvel movies.
No.
Like maybe within the last 2 years. Well, of course, Civil War. Of course.
Yeah, you know, not last 2 years. I don't know if there has been anything.
I can't quote shit within these last 2 years.
Hmm.
And that's what I mean. That's what I mean. Nothing is memorable. Like, can you really quote anything from Shang-Chi?
I can't.
Eternals.
No. Wait. There was that one scene in Eternals.
Okay.
You know what scene I'm talking about.
I don't.
Thanos, he wiped out all the population. But these are titties. They're so big. They get so big every day. They're getting bigger and bigger. By the way, speaking of titties.
Is that Salma Hayek or is that Salma...
Giovanna Ribisi?
Salma Corleone. These are titties.
They're so big. These are titties. They started off a decent size, but I told myself, no, Salma, you gotta have bigger titties, even if you play a freer.
Getting closer to Tony Montana.
Tony Montana, really?
Got close to Tony on that one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm working on it. I want to say Loki had one or two things in it that I loved when it came out, and then like, well, I can't remember what it was. Like in terms of scenes, it was like dialogue, you know what I mean? Like I'll give you another random one, okay? Like at the end of Fury, not a Marvel movie, but with Brad Pitt. It's another random scene, right? Now, Fury is not anything to necessarily write home about. I thought it was a great movie following this little troop that had a tank in World War II, and you know the actors are great in it. Brad Pitt, the performances are great in it. Even fucking Shia LaBeouf had a nice turnaround. Our boy John Bernthal had a nice little turnaround. But the very last scene, right? They're cornered. They're all done for. Everybody's shot to hell. And Logan Lerman, the young guy, the youngest private in the little platoon, the Trank.
That's Spider-Man, right?
Logan Lerman. No, he's Percy Jackson.
Oh, Percy Jackson. Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's talking about maybe just going out there and surrendering. You know, the Germans are outside the tank, outside the Panzer unit as we speak. And he's going to go out there and surrender. And Brad Pitt just looks down at him. He's already shot, but he's like, he's bleeding out. And he looks down at him and he goes, please don't. And he just, the way he delivered that, looking at him and goes, please don't. And ultimately, Logan Lerman climbs under the tank, hides, while another German soldier hides under the tank. They look at each other. They stay there. The soldiers leave, you know, and then they go their separate ways. He lives to see another day, but Brad Pitt and everybody else dies, you know. But just the way he delivered that line, like, that's going to stay with me. I don't know why, but it just stays with me. And there's movies like that, kids, folks, ladies, gentlemen, that have like, gentlemen, let's broaden our minds. Lawrence? Come on. You just remember certain lines, you know. You weigh a little bit more than 108. Oh, really? You know what I mean? You just, there's things that just stick out at you, you know? You know, the whole time, you know, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know, you went back and watched Miss Doubtfire after that last combo. You know what I'm saying?
I did.
Because of those lines. Mm-hmm. So I would argue this. Are there just newer movies, just a lot of newer movies just don't have that?
No, it's just no good. It's no good ones coming out. There's nothing memorable again. There's nothing memorable aside from what's about to happen in June. Like, the last thing that was memorable was that guy grabbing that hammer and saying, "Assemble." That was it.
Well, that was great, wasn't it?
That's it.
That was great.
That's it. That's when the franchise kind of like took a break. I didn't say it ended. I'm not saying it ended. I'm just saying it's taking a break. And who knows what's going to happen this Friday? Who knows?
I'll be there.
You'll be there. You know.
You won't be there.
On scene, you know.
I'll be there with Bill Spruce. You're not going to be there?
With Bill Spruce. You know, I don't know if, you know, I don't know if I'll be there with Bill. You know, I may wait.
Well, Bill tends to go to the matinee shows too, but he goes there for different reasons.
That's when the children are there. So I would expect him to be there too. How many end credits you think you're going to get for Ant-Man? At least two.
Get a silly one, and then we'll get something setting up Kang Dynasty.
How many did Wakanda give us?
Two.
Two.
No, one. It was just that one. Was it one? Like, just kidding. There's a boy. Remember, they all broke out into a musical number, and they were like, T'Challa Jr. is here to stay. He's a boy. Oh, what do you say? Remember that? And everybody had like hats and canes. Remember that?
Nothing with Latino Aquaman.
No, nothing with Latino Aquaman. No.
Okay.
No.
How many times have you watched Wakanda Forever since it's been on streaming?
He's taking notes, folks. He's ready. He's got his notepad. He's Knox. Knox just showed up and said, "Commissioner, how do we call him?" And he's got his pen and his sticky notes. I'm going to say that's I'm gonna zero. I haven't seen it since. Zero. I haven't seen it since the theater. How about you?
Since the theater.
Yeah. Why is that, though? Honestly.
Because it's not worth watching again.
You liked it when you saw it. There were scenes that you liked.
I did not like it when I saw it. I just liked him.
Namor.
Yep.
Okay. But you liked Shuri Fine. You just thought there wasn't enough of her.
I mean, she's okay, but it's not going to make me watch again.
So even like the fight on the bridge?
Like, there wasn't a point in that movie where, you know, Michael B. Jordan and Spencer.
I know what you mean. I do it all the time.
From This Is Us.
From This Is Us.
Oh, man.
Right.
Great actor. I can't think of his name. But that, no tears for me, boy. You know?
I know. There's none of that. That's right. Yeah, that was in the original. And even in Civil War, T'Challa had that great line when he's like, "Vengeance has consumed you.
Vengeance has consumed you.
I will not let it consume me.
I will not let it consume me."
Civil War was just a better written movie. I think that's what it is. Civil War is a better written movie.
But I feel like Multiverse and No Way Home should have been like that.
Why was
I should have had more memorable moments in those movies.
You know what it was? No Way Home was fun, and even the sad moments were like slightly sad, but you were just on drugs. I feel like I was on drugs the entire time.
Right.
In other words, like, I went to a friend's house, I got high, I ripped a six-pack of beer open, I had a good time, but I don't really remember the most of the night. I remember some old friends showed up that I hadn't seen in a while, like Toby and Andrew. That's not true. There was that one scene, when Andrew Garfield caught Mary Jane, and we know that he didn't catch, or that he rather did catch Gwen, but ultimately it led to her death. And when he caught her and looked down at her, and was like, "Are you okay? Are you all right?" And she's like, "Yeah, I'm fine." He was like, "Okay," and he's like holding back the tears. That shit fucked me. That shit got me.
Oh, I got you.
That got me. Like, if that scene was on, I would stop and watch it. You know what I'm saying? if I'm out at a bar somewhere because I've fallen off the wagon and somebody's about to buy me another round and that movie just happens to be on TV, I'd be like, wait! And everybody in the bar would stop and I'll watch that one scene. Because that always happens in a bar, right? Because, you know, you watch like a movie where somebody's in a bar and like they see something. Wait, hold on, shut up, everybody, shut up! And everybody in the bar shuts up like, what is it, Johnny? And he just looks up at the TV and it's somebody like, you know, getting ready to propose to somebody or...
Well, the moon
he says, I love you. I love you. You know what I mean? That's right, kids. What was that?
It's the moon landing.
They're quick.
Right.
You got it. You know.
Hard to catch that Dundee. Not a lot of folks catch that Dundee.
People don't catch it. No. I love you.
I love you. He loves you.
Yeah. And that's another thing. Speaking of romantic movies... Crocodile Dundee was a rom-com. That's what it was. Let's be honest. That first one.
It was a rom-com.
Think about it.
So what'd you call the second one then?
I don't know.
A good time.
A good time.
Yeah.
But think about it. It is a rom-com. It's a fish out of water story with a romantic flair. And at the very end of it, they fall in love and they unite.
I tell you what. It wasn't supposed to go rom-com. How about that?
But it became rom-com.
It became rom-com, right.
I'm only calling it a rom-com to say that it's the most successful rom-com in terms of
It wasn't saturated with a lot of romance. Romance in the Stone was the same way. It wasn't a lot of romance. Joan Wilder just wrote romance novels. But between her and Michael Douglas, there wasn't a lot of... It was the same kind of back and forth, like... Mick and Susan?
Sally.
No.
Sammy, Swami, Samsonite. I was way off. Samsonite.
I was way off. I can't think of your name.
Okay, we're looking it up. By the way, the folks that are listening right now are furious, and they're driving their vehicles into walls or slamming their weights down or right. beating their wives because they're like, these motherfuckers aren't talking about the goddamn Flash trailer.
Because, hey, the thing is... When you talk about someone so much during each show, you gotta give it a build up.
You gotta give it a build up. Sue Carlton, everybody. Sue Carlton. Her name was Sue.
Sue. Right.
She's still a babe, by the way.
She is because
Paul Hogan, on the other hand, looks like the goddamn Crypt Keeper, but anyway. Jesus Christ.
Man, because I know what that gator wanted.
He wanted that ass.
He wanted that ass. Oh, that gator from Crocodile Dundee saw that. It saw that one piece. Jesus.
Oh.
Ooh, Sue Carlton had a butt on her. I can't even front.
Ooh.
Because Mick was in that tree jerking off too.
Yeah, Mick was in that tree.
He was like.
What was he like again? Mikey!
That gator. You got to build up to it, you know?
You got
to
build up. It's just like anything else. You got to have some foreplay, right?
You got to drop a single before you drop the whole album, you know?
You got to drop some singles on the dance floor, too, before you go in the back and get the 2-for-1.
I mean, are you ready to just unload right now? We can unload. It's fine.
Well,
we're talking about rom-coms, but...
Well, let's go back to your other point, right? And I think I was going to ask you this anyway. Why is it we don't talk about The Flash maybe a lot at all?
Listen, because CW Flash hasn't ruined us. It gave us just another version of what Barry Allen can be, you know? Because if we just saw Barry Allen in the light that the way Justice League and Justice League Unlimited had him, you know, that's just one version that everyone always sees. With the CW Flash, you get that, you know, that Smallville feel for right. Barry, and you know, you start thinking that this guy is how Barry Allen should be nowadays. But Barry yeah. Allen is, you know, that Justice League Unlimited Barry Allen.
Yeah, he's a little cocky, he's a little assured, but right. he's also a little tepid. He's not like, you know, he's not as brazen as Hal Jordan, but also he's not as he's not an idiot. You know what I mean? Like I feel like the Grant Gustin Flash is a good Flash,
It's a good flash, yeah.
but and they did that show is leaps and bounds from what we could ever imagine it would have been when it first came out. I mean, I really enjoyed the show when it first came out, and I actually think when the podcast first kind of started out, it was like the second or third year in the podcast. There were a few episodes that I would do like little solo rants on the show when it was when the show was still kind of new. And people like Shuler, our boy Shuler, would come on the show, and he's a big Flash guy, so we would talk about it. But then it kind of, like you said, I think it just kind of ran its course.
It got really, really cringe and campy,
it got sillier than it already
Right.
was. Like you can have
Right.
some camp and some silliness that's kind of tongue in cheek, and I think it carries you all but so far, you know. And then
But then
Ezra is,
when Cisco left,
yeah.
that I think that's when it dropped too.
Well, I think when they started introducing all these ancillary characters is when it started getting weird too.
Because, like I said, the most memorable saga is that Zoom saga in Flash,
That
and
Zoom
that was like
saga.
that's like the third season where you actually see like Flash get his ass whooped
No, that
very
re
bad.
the reverse Flash with Harrison Wells reveal as the bad guy. I mean, that
Yeah.
was the tit that was tits. That was tits. And then all of a sudden,
They start working together.
And then you had the alternate versions of Harrison Wells, and even that was kind of funny and enjoyable for a while.
For a while, right,
You
yeah.
know? But that ran its course. And when Ezra Miller came along, I remember going, I guess he works for like a young Barry Allen.
I didn't, but I mean, that's all. I just still think we deserve a more seasoned Barry Allen.
That's what I'm saying, though.
Yeah.
Like, I don't. Grant Gustin was insecure, but he was still like a guy, you
Yeah.
know? The Ezra Barry Allen was very like, well, what do I do? Ow!
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah.
Ouchies! You know, and I just, come on, man. And this has nothing to do with whatever the fuck's going on in his personal life. This was before all that. I'm talking like that Whedon and Justice League. I'm like, I'm not there. And by the way, I've gone back and watched that Whedon and
Oh,
Justice League,
you went back and watched that Whedon one.
and there's some things I actually like about it. Because again, it's light. It's very. I get why they tweaked a lot of the things from the Snyderverse. Dare I say it? Because that Whedon Justice League, and I've said it before, it's got some fun camp moments that are good. I mean, even when Batman traps that parademon, like that's a good scene. You know what I mean? Like that's
But
what
what
Batman
about
would
this?
do.
What about the one towards the ending scene when Superman shows up
I
and
know. I know.
you get that one cut scene where Aquaman and Woman they get back up and Aquaman sees him up there and just goes, all right.
I know. I know.
Do we need that? We didn't need
No,
it. We
we
didn't.
didn't. We didn't
All
need
right.
Batman's. We didn't need Batman smiling either.
No, never need Batman
No.
smiling.
No. Although Batman's allowed to smirk. And you know where I'm going with that.
When he's leaving his psychologist's room.
And he's allowed to have a menacing smile when he's about to stuff dynamite down a fucking henchman's pants and throw him down over the fucking balcony down a well or a sewer, whichever it was.
Bale never smiled, did he?
Did Bale smile as Batman? No.
I don't think Bale smiled.
Even when Catwoman disappeared and he was like, so that's what that feels like.
Yeah.
But Bale did a hell of a job. Listen, Bale did a hell of a job of grimacing when he said shit. Like if he was fighting, other Batmans didn't do that. Like when he does the, you never learn to mind your surroundings. Like
Right.
nobody, no other
He
Batman
had a
did
good
that.
face.
He had good face. Yeah, he had good Batman face. Oh, one line, another line that I always remember that I'll actually use in everyday conversation, when the fucking Russian's like, I'll burn her. I'll do it. I'll do it. He's got the torch on fucking Diane Keaton's sexy old ass, and then fucking, Ben Affleck's looking at him, and he's like, I believe you. I actually will say it like that when somebody's like talking about something completely unrelated. I'm like, I believe you.
In that
In
tone.
that, I believe you. Yeah. Actually, a friend of mine today said I'm actually pretty close. I'm about pretty close to that Conroy with my Batman voice.
Almost there.
Yeah. Because I did some voiceover work recently. I don't know if you caught that clip.
Oh.
That clip I posted.
Oh.
Or red tornadoes, you know.
Well, I would, I, you know, I have my thumb, I see it, and just because I'm a friend, I hit the light, but Angela White was right below you, and it's hard to resist.
Oh, so you didn't even hear the clip.
When Angela White is doing this.
I like that you gave me just the like, though, without listening. That you were just like, well, he's a friend. He's getting it.
Right, right. Because I'm literally telling you that Angela White was right below your post bouncing her tits. And I was like, well, I'll come back to Red Tornado.
So you didn't pause while looking at her tits, listen to the Red Tornado clip, then go back to the tits?
No, because
she's doing again?
And plus she was looking good while she was doing it.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's always looking good.
Yeah, and I'm glad she's okay. She got hurt over the weekend. I'm glad she's doing okay.
What happened to her?
I don't know. She got injured during a OnlyFans scene. And, you know, I don't know what happened. She's okay. She posted on Twitter that she's okay. Had my heart pumping.
Was it when she was using that mechanical dildo thing that was, like, going really fast? Okay, so she hurt herself with that?
Yeah, she hurt herself.
Yeah, gee, I wonder.
Yeah. I really got scared. I really got scared there's going to be some bad news.
You're worried she's going to have a Jeremy.
I'm a fan. I am a fan. Yeah. I am a true fan because all I saw was porn star Angela White. I was like, oh my God, don't tell me she died.
No way. Well, you could still, I mean, go through the archives.
I was about to start crying. I'm a fan. I like her work.
But her body of work, I mean, it extends.
Yeah, that could work. I mean, it's enough for me to just pass by a good friend's, you know, voiceover post. So I'll go back and look at it.
Well, I guess so. Okay.
So question I'll pose. Where do you put Flash overall power-wise? I would say Flash is what? The third most powerful Justice Leaguer?
I would say
or is he the second?
I would say he's the most overrated, underrated superhero of all time.
How is he overrated?
Or maybe I meant to say underrated, overrated superhero of all time. In other words, everybody knows Flash. Kind of a household name. People that aren't initiated, they know who the Flash is. They might not know the origin story. They might not know the real guy's name. Mm-hmm. Barry. They certainly don't know Wally and the rest of them. Right. You say Speed Force, they kind of look at you like, what the fuck is that? But at the same time, he's been adapted in different mediums in terms of games, cartoons, live action shows, movies. Now this is his first movie. We're in 2023. He's finally getting his own movie. He should be higher on the list, but for some reason, I think in people's minds, he's not part of that Trinity, right? He's not part of that go-to.
No, he's not part of the Trinity.
But if you do a Justice League, he's got to be in the Justice League, doesn't he?
Right.
Yet the man can travel back in time and travel the multiverse by just running.
Running.
So he's very powerful. Absolutely. I mean, I think he would have to be, if not in the top 10, the top 5. Powerful metahuman.
I would say he's like top 3 to me.
Because he can change history.
He can change history. I mean, obviously, Flashpoint is probably one of the most pivotal comic storylines in, you know, all of, you know, comic mythology, really. That Flashpoint. Mm-hmm. Did a lot for the DC storyline in many ways.
And it's interesting because they're using elements of that Flashpoint storyline to do their own reset now in more ways than one. They're resetting their extended cinematic universe, which they never really had one to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're resetting the characters within that universe with this movie. You know, do we need to explain to the kamikazes out there like what Flashpoint was, or is that
let's see? Probably need to do Flashpoint.
Okay, so give the kamikazes a little crash course on Flashpoint.
Flashpoint is what, early 90s?
I would say later 90s. I thought it came out much
late
later,
90s
because it was part of that New 52 reset.
No,
yeah, that original Flashpoint.
So 52 came after Flashpoint because of Flashpoint.
Right, it reset the New 52. So I'm thinking like mid to late 2000s. It's a relatively newer story.
No. I'm thinking late 90s.
When Flashpoint first introduced Thomas Wayne as
Thomas Wayne, right?
Written by Jeff Johns.
Right.
Let's look it up. I swear it was late.
And this is the where Flashpoint. So Nick is going to look up the time frame. So Flashpoint.
2011, my friend.
So, huh?
2011.
2011.
Yes. Well,
kiss my grits.
Now, we had a Reverse Flash. He came back. He came out, you know, eons ago. But in right. terms of the Flashpoint, changing the time to get to what you're about to talk about, 2011.
2011, then.
New 52.
New 52 came...
shortly thereafter.
Thereafter.
Yeah.
And that was the reset.
That was the reset, yeah.
Right. That was that's how we get... that's how we got Court of Owls.
Mm-hmm.
Superman.
That's how you got that Justice League War, because that Justice League War was like they were all meeting for the first time.
Right. This is Superman without the draws. This is Superman full suit. Superman.
Full suit with no red tights.
With no red tights. So Barry Allen gets the idea that he wants to go back and save his mother.
Who was murdered.
Who was murdered by some unknown person.
Mm-hmm.
Who ends up ultimately putting his father in jail or whatever.
Right. They blame the father for the murder.
They blame the father for the murder.
As they always do.
At this point, Barry Allen is a leaguer.
Mm-hmm.
He is a leaguer. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, as far as comic wise, I think he kind of knew the consequences of what would happen if he went back in time and changed something. But this is the first time that he's actually gonna do it. And something else prompted him to go back in time. I gotta go back and look at the comic stuff. But he goes back in time,
mm-hmm.
and he changes, or he prevents the death of his mother, which ends up changing the present timeline. You end up getting a different timeline from what was set during after Crisis.
Right.
So that's what Flashpoint is ultimately doing. Flashpoint resets the events after Crisis.
Right. And that
Crisis was a reset.
Yes. DC's had a lot of resets.
Right.
And they ended up trying to do an adaptation of this in the show too, Grant Gustin, for all you CW right. people out there.
Right.
But what's interesting, like I said, about this movie, or at least what we get from the trailer, is they're taking elements of it, but they're not going full ham.
Not going full on. Whereas, like I said, we're going to get our friend, our family friend, 89 Batman, Michael Keaton. We get him instead of the comic book wise, where we get Thomas Wayne,
because Bruce daddy.
Bruce ends up getting killed during the robbery.
And Martha becomes the Joker.
And Martha becomes the Joker. Martha becomes the Joker. And Wonder Woman and Aquaman are ruling the world at this point.
Because Themyscira and Aquaman are battling, and
they're battling, and we have captured a Kryptonian, keeping him under wraps. Through him tanning under a red sunlight.
Right. He's emaciated. He's looking like Nick Stevens.
But is that is Waller keeping him there? I never knew if Waller was keeping him.
I'd have to go back.
But Kryptonian exists, but he's not Superman. Yeah.
Right. And elements it's a great storyline in the sense of like, oh shit.
Very good storyline. Very good storyline.
You know, what if, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Almost like a what if.
I guess it's kind of like a what if. Yeah.
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 Don't break the timeline.
Yeah. Don't break the timeline. But that's Flashpoint just goes to show you how powerful Flash is. And I think from Flashpoint moving forward, we ended up seeing like how powerful Flash can be, any Flash mm-hmm. can be when they're, determined with the Speed Force.
Mm-hmm.
But I see, and so what we're going to get in The Flash in June looks like Barry is going to get the same idea. He wants to save his mother again. However, who is this twin Barry? And I'm thinking Reverse Flash.
You know, it's funny because a lot of the theories I've heard about too are saying the same thing, that this younger Flash he encounters in the trailer is ultimately going to be the Dark Flash.
So Dark Flash, not Reverse Flash.
Well, that's what happens when they come out with action figures ahead of the movie.
Right.
And you have, there's no Reverse Flash in sight. There's just a character called Dark Flash, and it's like mm-hmm. a Flash character with like shit all over his face, and and like shit, like actual feces. No. I think that could ultimately end up being a version of Reverse Flash, you know?
Maybe so.
Maybe a Flash who can't control his powers or something.
Because it's not going to go any further than this movie.
No, this movie is.
I don't think any element from this is going to hit a what? I don't think any element is going to hit a Blue Beetle at all.
Maybe. I feel like they did some reshoots. It tested really well with test screenings across the country, and James Gunn went on record saying it's one of his favorite superhero movies of all time. I think they might have done some reshoots. I think they've taken some things out. This is definitely going to be Ben Affleck's last outing as Batman. Right. I think it's going to be Keaton's last outing, because this was supposed to set up Keaton for a Batman Beyond. It was going to set him up in the Batgirl movie. He was going to be a reoccurring character in the other movies going forward. Mm. But now I think it's kind of a one and done, like you said. I think it's we might see Ezra again, but everybody else
maybe.
I don't know. I think
I think those are the last two of whatever the Snyderverse is Blue Beetle and Shazam.
I think Blue Beetle is part of is going to link into the new DCU. Like, we're going to see Blue Beetle.
You think that's going to link it? Huh.
I think, yeah. I think this movie, The Flash, is going to reset everything to the point where we see Shazam again down the road. We'll see Aquaman. We'll see Ezra. We'll even see Blue Beetle. But by Gal Gadot, by Hank, and by Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, we knew Keaton was going to be in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know how much of it. It looks like he's in a decent amount of this movie.
It looks like a lot.
And how fucking happy are we?
And it looks like they're going to expand on what the fuck he's been doing since 1992.
and he has been staying busy.
Did you see all those suits?
Did you see all those suits?
One of them is blue and gray.
One of them's blue and gray. One of them is a scuba suit.
One of them is a scuba suit.
One of them looks like the exact suit he had at the end of 89 that was all fucked up after he crashed into that cathedral. Because right. I did some zooming.
Right.
One of them was even like a, it had goggles on it, but it was like, it almost looked like the nightmare scenes from BVS, but it didn't have the trench coat, but it had goggles.
I saw one with like a deeper cowl.
And how do you feel about the new one, the centerpiece? It's got some extra body armor on it. It's
nothing like that black and yellow.
Oh, that black and yellow, baby.
That black and yellow symbol. That's what made us the men we are today.
That's what made us who we are. Where would we be if it wasn't for Batman 89?
How did you like that delivery?
How did I like that delivery?
How many takes you think it took him?
One take. He rolled his eyes in a non-condescending kind of way. He didn't really roll them. He kind of did like a tired, yeah.
Yeah, I'm tired. Yeah, tired.
I'm Batman. And he's been doing this a long time, since 1992. We haven't seen him since 92. We haven't seen him in 30 years.
Yeah, haven't seen this Batman in 30 years.
And that Batmobile looks the same, almost looks better.
Doesn't look dusty. So he's been driving it.
It's been polishing.
And he hasn't made another one.
He hasn't made another one. The Batwing still looks like it hasn't been touched.
Batwing, he fixed the Batwing.
The suit looks like it's got some upgrade. The Batarang is the same exact Batarang from 89.
So let me ask you this. Would you like to hear him talk about Joker, Penguin, or Catwoman?
Yes, yes, and yes. And so would you. Come on. All I need is one little aside, one little allegory, one little line.
Let's play what if.
Okay.
Let's play what if.
Come on down.
What if, for some stupid reason, you get Michelle Pfeiffer?
I am dropping my pants and I'm jerking off right then and there. You hear me? They're going to have to take me out of the theater. You understand? You understand me?
Michelle Pfeiffer comes down in the cave.
Right. She doesn't have to be wearing the costume. She just comes down and she says, Bruce, what are you doing?
Bruce, who's the kid?
Right. Is that? Yeah.
She's Catwoman.
She's Catwoman.
Oh.
For him to call her Catwoman. Oh. Oh. I guess they'll be dragging us both out.
You're goddamn right they will.
Yeah, both of us. Both of us. Both of us.
And Alfred's long gone.
Yeah, he's been gone. Mm-hmm. Don't want to. I don't. Okay. I don't need to see an Alfred.
No, I don't. I don't either.
I don't need to see an Alfred then.
He's gone.
Because if you're gonna give, if you're gonna bring back Keaton, then we know our Alfred is gone. Don't fill in. Don't give me a fill in Alfred.
No,
unless you give me Michael Caine.
Is there a chance you think we'll see any other additional Batman other than Keaton?
Let's play what if again. Let's play what if.
Are you hearing those rumors?
Let's play what if again. What if Bale shows up?
Because how they would do it would be how I would like it or not. Who am I kidding? He could just show the fuck up and I'd be happy. I don't even care if the Clooney showed. I wouldn't mind seeing Clooney or Kilmer.
But that's what I've been hearing. A lot of folks are like, where is Clooney then? Why not give Clooney a shot? One more shot.
I wouldn't mind seeing it. Even if it's a joke.
Right.
I wouldn't mind seeing it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind seeing Barry as he's traveling through timelines or realities. Accidentally poke his head in one, and we see George Clooney fucking Batman with his Batman credit card. I'd be okay.
Why can't they use old film and just have, you know, Barry come in like Marty McFly, you know?
Right, right. And just into the actual movie itself. Warner Brothers owns the movie.
Right.
And you can't have a Warner Brothers movie without a Warner Brothers ball cap.
That's true.
You know?
That is true.
I mean, and that's another thing, too, I recently learned. Warner Brothers has no money, believe it or not.
No money. It's no money.
And they're in some trouble financially. And this revamp, even the one that Gunn's planning out with all these other properties, if these movies and these shows that he's doing don't make enough money, his whole plan could go to shit. So this movie has to be as good as everyone's saying it is, because it has to kind of be the end all be all, you know what I'm saying? I think the other stuff will still get launched even if this movie isn't as good, but it's going to hurt it. It's going to hurt the plans.
Mm-hmm.
So this movie has to do well, and I think they're putting a lot behind it. I think that Super Bowl trailer was a big swing for them, and
it
I
was
think
on time.
Lot, it was that's on
at
time.
Least that's at least you know, $5 million.
People are ready though. I think people are ready for a good DC movie that's connected with other DC properties.
This is it. Because we've seen the Shazam trailer, and we've seen the reactions to Gunn's plan. This shit that came out yesterday has gotten more buzz than any of those other two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 100%. And it's because you're doing an old with the new.
Right.
It could be literally anybody in that flash suit, and we're going to go see this movie. We're going for Keaton.
Right. It's a Batman movie.
It's a Batman movie.
It's Batman 3.
Now, I gotta ask you another question, and I want your honest opinion. How do you feel about that Supergirl?
I like it. I like
Me
it.
Me too. Me
she
too.
Doesn't, she doesn't need to be blonde and with a skirt and everything. Like, I like it. Like, she would have matched well with Hank's Superman, I think.
Yeah, she would have. She would have.
Yeah.
But I like seeing Zod showing up again. I like the idea that maybe this timeline's so fucked up that instead of Superman being trapped in a underground with a red solar light, it's her this whole time, because something fucked up the timeline so much that when Krypton was destroyed, Kal-El didn't make it out, but Kara did.
The rocket got put off course.
Right. You know, maybe he landed somewhere else, you know? Or maybe they're going to do a reverse on the Superman Supergirl origins, which, by the way, kids, I'm going to go full nerd on you in a second.
Blaggy.
But Supergirl is actually younger than Superman, even though she arrived later because her rocket was put off course in the comics. So they could maybe do a little flipsy, and then by the time we get the Superman movie from James Gunn, he will be younger, and maybe he just took a little longer to get to Earth. You know what I mean? Who knows?
She's already been there.
They could do anything, or we'll just never see her again because she's another.
I don't think we'll see her. I think she's a one-off. And that's a shame.
Maybe she'll be in Elseworlds, or maybe she'll die. That would be some shit.
I mean, ultimately, if we can get to that point where Supergirl dies, then we're at cinematic crisis.
Right.
We're at cinematic crisis, because at that point, that's what's going to drive crisis. That's what ultimately resets everything with Supergirl dying and Flash dies.
How great is that shot in the trailer when Barry's like, Batman, what's the game plan? And we just see that under angle shot of Batman. He's got his hand up in the air and he goes, we just try not to die. And he puts his hand into a fist. And then we see right behind the fist is a rejuvenated Supergirl in her prison rags getting ready to fuck shit up. Come on. I'm going just for that scene. And when she went full laser, did she or did she not go full fucking ham with those lasers out of her eyes?
I don't like those laser eyes out of them goes.
I mean,
nothing like it.
Just that, you know?
There's nothing like it. I don't know who does Come it better. I don't even think Scott Summers can do it better than that.
Icarus did it pretty good in Eternals.
He did.
He did.
I like the way he floated up, and he did good eyes. Yeah, he has good eye burn.
But hello,
let's do that right quick. Who has good eye burn? Cyclops, Icarus, Kal-El.
Yeah.
Or Supergirl?
I feel like we didn't see enough eye burn from Kal-El. Am I wrong about that? I mean, we got that at the end of Man of Steel.
I didn't like the way Hank's sunbeam come out. Like his whole eye, those orange. I just like the pupils. I like the pupils to just turn red. And
I like a subtlety to it. You're right. I like it being like a microscopic lens that you can adjust.
Right. Right.
You know? Like it looked like in this movie, at least the very last scene, Carl was going full ham, but you could see it was still in the eye itself.
Right. You could still see the eyeball. Yeah.
Right. But I've always liked it in the comics or the cartoon when Superman's about to light something up and his eyes are just a little red.
Just red.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Cyclops just did it. Can hold it back like that.
No, not without those ruby quartz glasses.
When he takes off those 7-Eleven sunglasses.
Ruby quartz.
However, I will give Cyclops this. When he does take him off, he opens that mouth.
Oh, man. Full fucking
way,
man.
The way the artist draws him when he opens that mouth, he just...
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah, that Cyclops mouth is always open for that optic beam.
If and when we get an X-Men movie... Do you think we'll be ready for that, or will we be over it by then because we've seen so many Supermans give good eye burn?
I mean, did you know?
Is there Madison a threshold? Give us good eye burn? Huh?
Did Madison give us good eye burn though?
Marsden. Yeah. I was like Charles Manson. Marsden never really gave us good eye burn. It was too quick.
Yeah, it's quick.
Even in the train station when Toad knocked those glasses off.
Yeah.
And he took out that whole roof.
Hurry up and close them.
He was like, ah! I still fight for Mars until the day I die, though. Marsden is my Cyclops.
He was a good Cyclops.
He would have been a great Cyclops.
Could have been better.
But it wasn't his fault.
It wasn't his fault, you're right.
They didn't give him shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Like it was mostly a Wolverine movie. It was all about Wolverine the whole time.
Yeah, you're right. Which, again, isn't a problem, but you need to get...
I mean, we started with Wolverine. That's the thing. We started with Wolverine in 2000.
And we're going to end with him, too.
And it ended with him. That's what X-Men was all about. It was all about Wolverine the whole fucking time.
You're right. It really was. Because even in Apocalypse, we got that cameo, and that was the best scene of the whole goddamn movie.
Right.
At the end of the day, you watch an X-Men movie because you want to see that guy show up with those claws.
Yeah.
He's your John Wayne. He's your Pale Rider. He's your John McClane. He's your guy. Mm-hmm. He's the guy. You know what I'm saying? You don't watch Die Hard for Al. You watch it for John McClane. Al shows up and it's a good time.
Mm-hmm. So you wouldn't watch it just for the black guy?
Oh, my. What if I was an Al enthusiast and I only watched...
You wouldn't watch it for Carl Winslow, huh? No, Powell.
My wife, she's pregnant.
Yeah, sure.
But
He's buying like 10 bags of Twinkies.
it was like how many Twinkies did he have in his bag?
It was a
That's just
ridiculous amount
so
of Twinkies.
bad. That's
It was
just so
so
bad.
bad. So bad. It's for my wife.
Keep the
She's
change.
pregnant.
Oh man. I think what else? Like I am looking forward to see how they bring out Supergirl though. This is
Yeah.
first time seeing Supergirl in almost 40 years.
Yeah.
If not 40 years, yeah. That's it. This is the first time seeing her.
Well, I mean, if you don't count the show.
Do I count the show? Do
I
I
don't
count? I'm
know.
like, I don't, I can, but I don't feel like
I've never watched it. I mean, I've seen bits and
there's nothing wrong
pieces.
with Supergirl.
People
Nothing was
like
wrong with
it. People
Supergirl.
like her.
Yeah. She was good.
She seems fine.
Yeah, she was a good Supergirl.
That's
There's
what
no
I
doubt
heard.
about that.
That's what I heard.
But I hate that they kept crossing her over.
Yeah.
They kept mixing the worlds up, and that's what mixed the show up. Like you couldn't keep up with her story.
They
Like
kept bringing
you
her
always
into the
had to worry
mix.
about what was happening with her and Barry or her and Oliver. Yeah. That Elseworlds crossover kind of just messed me up.
Yeah.
Because I really was interested in Kara's story, but then it kind of continued on something else.
I'm mad that I missed things. Like I missed the Red Tornado episode and I missed the Martian Manhunter scenes. I was like, oh, there was actually a lot of other characters they introduced in that show that led to the whole Legends thing and all that. But I just never, it's the time, and we talk about this, like the time it takes to devote yourself to these shows. There's so much shit to watch,
Like
you know?
Legends of Tomorrow has at least five, six seasons
At
now.
least
And that's a lot to keep up with too.
Arrowverse is like 30 seasons.
Right. And like I said, with Legends, they added Constantine, who then, he crosses over into Supergirl sometimes too.
Right.
No, he crosses over into Arrowland,
Right.
So, but no, I kind of, you can count CW Supergirl, but this new Supergirl now, she it looks good. The suit looks good. She looks like Jonathan Kent, but it's fine because that is Jonathan Kent's suit that she has on.
Well, I like that. They even say in the trailer that the timeline's been broken. And when Zod shows up, it's like, oh shit, Zod's here. So the timeline got so fucked up to the point where something triggered or boosted a beacon, like in Man of Steel, to notify him to come to Earth. Something brought him to Earth. And they're all fighting. And the fact that Supergirl shows up, that to me, it's not, it doesn't sound like it's just a plot device to like introduce a character for a cinematic universe. It sounds like it may or it may just be a result of the new timeline, and then it could be a one and done thing.
I mean, it's nice
Supergirl.
that we're starting back to at least Man of Steel.
Yeah, I mean, I even saw that goddamn world engine,
Right.
you know,
Right.
with the blam.
Because it looks like we can, if things really were messed up real bad, we could just start all the way back over to 89.
It could just go all the way back, couldn't
All the
it?
way back to 89.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, did he just get to 89 verse, like Burton verse, and that's where he stayed, or did he stop off at some other verses first before getting to 89? And will he fuck up the timeline so much that we just never see Affleck again, or will Affleck die? You know what I'm saying? Like, is it one of those things where, because even Affleck in the trailer tells him, you could end up destroying everything, you know? And did you or did you not see Affleck in that blue and gray suit?
So that is a blue and gray suit.
That's a blue and gray suit.
It looked like it looked all gray to me.
And he's got Bale's motorcycle.
That is Bale's motorcycle. That's what got me thinking. Like, what if we
Man,
see Bale?
I wouldn't be mad at it.
What if
But
we see
I'm
Bale?
more hard about that Selena cameo, even though I know it's not going to happen. But I would get so hard of that, man. And
She has time. She has time to take a break from Quantumania.
she could easily show up.
She could easily show up and bring him some fishy swell.
Oh my God. It's cold, though.
Bruce, it's supposed to be cold.
It's supposed to be cold. But not this pussy.
Not this.
This pussy's hot. And you got to keep it that way.
Keep it hot.
Yeah, I'm excited, man. And I'm happy that you're happy. I mean, you seem genuinely excited.
And I'm happy. I was so happy to see him. And he look in the action scenes for 89 Batman, they look good. Like they don't look like they don't look like, you know, Neo from Reloaded getting jumped in the, you know, apartment complex
right.
video style.
Right.
Like this looks good. This looks good. This looks like, you know, some real stuff.
Some real stuff.
It doesn't look like, you know, Indiana Jones AI riding a horse.
Hey, easy on the indie, okay?
Listen.
I kind of want to see that.
Listen.
I'm looking forward to it.
So with that trailer yesterday, where are we with Indiana? Is Indiana Jones in the 60s for this one?
Yeah, he's in the...
Is he in 1960?
Yeah, he's in the
early, still fighting Nazis?
Early 60s.
No, remember, I'm talking about like the 1960s.
Remember, these are... No, I'm saying the 1960s. Because remember, these are the early Nazis that are lying in wait after Operation Paperclip.
So this movie is counting Crystal Skull.
These Nazis are reformed. Maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't.
Hope it doesn't.
I hope it doesn't either.
But aren't you kind of tired of him fighting Nazis at this point?
I don't know, man. Nazis to me are like stormtroopers. They never get old.
But he's been fighting Nazis as Raiders.
I never get
he
tired
took
of it.
One break. He took one break.
It would be nice if he fought some Japanese, too.
It would be nice if he fought Japanese. I would
saying.
Take that.
I mean, they I did bomb that. Pearl Harbor, you know?
Yeah. I would take that.
Or even just some Frenchmen. There could be Frenchmen spies and other Russian spies. I mean, that's what's great about India.
He only had to
mean.
Deal with Nazis this whole time. He only had to deal with the Tuggee only once. That's the only deviation.
Or he could fight some Taliban that's pre-Taliban, you know, either way.
In the 60s, I don't know.
Pre-Taliban.
I just want him to go back to club.
Didn't we give them weapons in the 60s to fight the Russians? Or was that the 70s? That was the 70s. That's how the Taliban formed.
Yeah, we gave the Afghanis.
We gave them all the weapons
yeah.
to fight the Russians.
Right.
That's CIA.
That's how you got that Contra stuff.
The CIA had an operation for getting people out of a jam. It's called Skyhook. You can look into that. That was my Morgan Freeman impression, apparently.
I always wondered about that. How come?
He didn't have a bat plane?
He didn't have a bat plane at that time. He didn't have it.
You're right.
You're right.
But look. That had to be done anyway, because remember the Nolan movies were so practical, right? Like everything had to be so practical. By the time we got a bat plane... It was the slowest fucking bat plane. Like it was like it was like a hovercraft. Yeah, it was very, it was more like,
because it wasn't a jet. It was just it was like a helicopter.
It was like a Blue Beetle car.
Yeah, it was like,
whatever the fuck the Blue Beetle.
It's that same helicopter that Magnum PI used to ride in.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
Right.
Yeah. Did we love it? No. We didn't love it.
I didn't like the bat. I didn't
love
it.
Love that motorcycle, though. Love that motorcycle.
Love that tumbler.
Man, that motorcycle.
That tumbler.
When he crashes through that mall or whatever, and that cape action. Even Affleck has good cape action on that motorcycle when we see him in this trailer.
Mm-hmm.
There's that. You get great. That's the great thing about the bat cycle is that you always get great cape.
Blowing I thought Supergirl had good cape action when she was flying.
She did. Yeah. 100%. I like her too. Sasha Calle?
Sasha Cohen. Very nice.
No, yeah. I know.
I mean, what else can we get out of the Flash movie? I think they're going to try to get, they're going to squeeze as much as they can into this movie. Like you said, because they need it.
Post credits or no?
Got to have a post credit.
You think they're going to actually like tighten their balls up and actually give us post credits going forward? Remember, they were kind of fickle about that for a while.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I would feel like post credits for this movie are needed. We need to see at least what's What's next?
Now, you don't want to see a Shazam post credits, right?
Definitely not. At least.
How about a Blue Beetle? How about a Blue Beetle?
Show me something with Blue Beetle, or you tell me what's going on with Aquaman.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Too soon to get a Swamp Thing or a booster, huh?
Yeah, too soon. Too soon.
What if they gave us a Thanos moment? Let's end it right here. What if they gave us a Thanos moment like Avengers did, right? And who would be your big bad to tease? Mysterious.
Brainiac. He's left. I think we're both done. All right.
Good night, Sally.
That's a wrap.
I got my stuff.
See you later. That's a wrap.
I have too much Batman shit, dog.
Do you, though?
I have too much Batman shit. Let me just show you. I got this shirt on. I got this watch. I got this light that goes under my car.
I love it.
I got some glasses, you know, for some bourbon in the morning.
Not just any Batman glasses, the Batman glasses.
Yeah, no. I got the chess set.
The chess set?
Yeah.
Gotta keep the artwork. You finished that Bad Batch at all, or you don't give a fuck?
So is it finished? I just got done with the last episode. You might want to get into it. You might want to get into it.
I watched a couple of them. I remember the kid annoyed me in the first season. Yeah.
I didn't think you could get that deep with these clones, but it's getting deep.
Is it fucked up that the animation just rubs me the wrong way? I think that's why I can't get into Clone Wars either. I just really don't like that. I don't like that animation.
That animation, it works for me. Like, to be honest, I just started Clone Wars again. Clone Wars.
It's like a blanket.
It's so good. And yeah. It brought a lot of things into perspective when you move on and watch Sith, Rogue One, and then you move on to, you know, Awakens.
I rewatched Clone Wars just for the Ahsoka episodes to get more filler on the whole her and Anakin, and then Anakin being Vader, and then their confrontation, and that was all really cool.
I think more towards like the fourth or fifth season, that's when they break down Anakin's seduction. And that show actually showed you what he was going through.
Right.
Between Clone Wars.
Right.
And Sith.
He wasn't just being an immature, jealous fuck.
No. He was going out. He was being one of the top Jedi Knights. And he just slowly, slowly being seduced by Palpatine.
And he wasn't getting the respect or the dues from the council that he thought he should.
Wasn't getting the respect from Sam Jackson or Yoda.
Yeah.
And Obi-Wan wasn't speaking up for him.
But should Sam Jackson have really respected him? Think about it. Mace Windu probably had his own thing going on. Probably had his own history.
Chosen one, baby.
You know? I'm just saying.
What guy came and picked me? You know?
I'm just saying.
You know? Respect me.
Mace Windu and Yoda. By the way, who the hell's Yodel?
Yodel is the, you know, that's the one we didn't get to see. And that's crazy.
But we see her get killed in Bad Batch.
I've heard her in stories before, yeah. Before they brought her out in that new animation.
Oh, that's what it was. It wasn't Bad Batch. It was the one-off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was cool. And that, it's just a lot you can break down after Order 66.
Right.
Right. And it's sort of like Andor, Bad Batch, in that it's breaking down the politics of Order 66.
I loved Andor.
Right. Because with Andor, you're kind of getting like the behind the scenes of how the rebellion is about to start.
Yeah.
The money it takes to get funded. And that's the same with Bad Batch. It's showing what the clones are currently will have to go through and how they got phased out with the Stormtrooper initiative.
Let's call it war.
Right. But I think you like Bad Batch. But then again, if you didn't like Clone Wars, then you're not going to be in the Bad Batch.
Well, I watched the first few episodes of the first season. The kid annoyed me, Omega or whatever the fuck. So I kind of fell off, stopped watching. Then I started watching the first few episodes of the second season. And I thought that actually sucked me in a little bit more. So maybe I'll finish that.
Because that last episode, it was pretty good. Yeah.
I'm ready for Mando. I'm ready for Mando in March. I'm ready.
I mean, we all are. We all are.
You're going to get lightsabers, James.
Yeah, but...
That's all you've wanted.
At this point, like I said, whatever happens within the next 10 years, I just hope, my hope for Star Wars is that we get some old Republic stuff and we look more into the, you know, those old Sith Lords like Bane and Malgus and all of them.
You want pre-Skywalker days.
I'm done with Skywalker stuff.
You want pre-Skywalker. You want pre-Vader, pre-Anakin.
Yeah, I want full-on Old Republic, the Army of Light versus the Brotherhood of Darkness.
Gotcha. All right.
I want that. I want that that Darth Bane.
I think we're gonna get that at some point.
Yeah. I think we're like 10 years away from that.
Okay. You think the next 10 years are going to be the DC resurgence and Marvel's going to be struggling?
It's going to be struggling.
Or do you think Marvel will still hold its own?
The only way DC comes out on top of this, they have, and I think Gunn is going to do it. Gunn is, I don't know if he's pulling back on Kingdom Come or what, but he needs one of those storylines.
Mm.
Either he does Kingdom Come or he pulls the trigger for a Crisis.
And then we all come.
And then we all come
mm-hmm.
in the kingdom.
In the kingdom, together, one last time.
Right.
300 lives of men.
Because the one big bad I do want to see is Brainiac. I want to see Brainiac.
Dude, when you said that, like that, I don't know why my head didn't go there right away, but that is it right there. Like that is it. Because then you don't even have to make Brainiac an exclusive Superman villain right off the jump. You just present him as the actual threat.
Mm-hmm.
And then Superman is ultimately the one who, you know, defeats him.
Right, because it's not too many ultimate threats the League has to go through. Like, the ultimate threats I can think of is, like, you know, Darkseid, Brainiac, like, Starro was ultimate, but they brought him down to suicide level, but...
But don't you think we could get like a Justice League by the end of the first chapter? If chapter one is gods and monsters, right? Don't you think by the end of chapter one, we could get like a first Justice League movie?
And who would be your leaders at this point?
Because, I mean, by this point, we'll have at least.
You don't have a Batman.
We'll have Batman, remember? We're getting a Batman movie.
Oh, so you have to get a whole new Batman.
We are. They are. They already said they would. It's going to be a whole new actor. Yeah.
Mm.
It's going to be a new actor. But you have to figure he's going to be at least in his mid to late 30s for having a kid, for having Damian.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we're going to have a Batman. We're going to have a young Superman. We're going to have a Booster Gold, believe it or not. We're going to have the Authority running around doing crazy shit. We're going to have a Swamp Thing at some point. I mean, we're having enough characters where you could assemble a Motley Crue type league in the fashion of James Gunn, and it could be interesting.
Yeah, not the traditional league. I think that's probably what we need. We don't need the traditional league.
Right. I dare say it's going to harken back to that one fabled episode where you and I picked our leagues.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, maybe the time of the traditional league is over.
Our power pack.
Yeah.
It's got to
go with...
We'll have a Green Lantern, too, because they're going to be
a solid Green Lantern.
Yeah, a Hal and a John Stewart.
And then for just no reason at all, we bring in Dr. Manhattan.
Why the fuck? And a Zatanna.
I just need to see Manhattan in action one last time.
I don't think it's that far off that we could see him again.
I just want to see Manhattan in action, dog.
Especially if we're getting Elseworld shit, you know?
Right. I just want to see him unleash on somebody. You know, I want to see that. I want to see some berserk shit. Like, if I can see a Wolverine berserk.
Now we're going to Wolverine.
Now we're going to Wolverine.
Yeah. Hulk went berserk.
Yeah.
We only saw Hulk go like berserk when he got the WandaVision pixie dust in his eyes. I mean, I guess he was kind of berserk on the helicarrier, but I mean like full rage in that city.
Mm-hmm.
That is a great scene, by the way, isn't it? When he fights that Hulkbuster.
That Hulkbuster.
But I mean, yeah, I don't know. You're right.
Yeah.
Do you need to see a Daredevil go berserk in that new show with 19 episodes? 19 episodes.
Not unless you give me more of those hallway scenes.
Which in every episode. All 19.
We're not going to get that. You're not going to get that on Disney.
What if every episode of all 19 of them had one hallway episode? Man.
He had me. They had me with that hallway scene. That first
scene.
No, it's
a great scene. Well, even the jailbreak scene. It was the same. It was the
jailbreak scene, right.
It was the same. They just didn't do any hard cuts. So it looked like it was all one take. I think that hallway scene, though, legit was one take. I don't think they cut it at all. Because as the camera's coming in.
Because it was a buildup. What episode was that? That was like the fifth episode.
It was like third or fourth. Yeah, it was early.
Right.
Is Daredevil worth going back through?
It is worth it. And I'm just up here thinking about it. I have to go back through that Daredevil.
I think I'm going to go back through it. I always ended up fast-forwarding Deborah scenes. Deborah Ann Wall. And yeah. Froggy and... What was the name? What was the name of the reporter? The woman?
Lois?
Lois! Suck my...
Then we're going to get that Sandra Bullock Lois like I always wanted.
No, it's going to be a young Lois. Because the young Superman.
Megan Fox.
Well, she's single now.
Yeah. Oh, you keep up with that kind of
thing. My wife informs me on a daily basis. What's going on with Megan Fox and MGK? She was like distraught. She was beside herself. She's like, can you believe they broke up? He cheated on Megan Fox. I was like, yeah, I know. It's crazy. How could he cheat on Megan Fox? She says. I go, babe, he's on drugs. He's drunk half the time. And he's an international fucking celebrity.
A fucking rock star.
Right. Like, what else is there to know? You think he's thinking to himself like, hold on, wait, I'm married to Megan Fox. He's probably like, what time zone is this? I don't know where I am. And who the fuck is that on my floor?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Where are the Quaaludes? How come mom doesn't call anymore? You know?
Hmm.
You know, yeah.
Mom doesn't call anymore.
Just saying, it has to get dark before it gets better. It has to get dark before it gets better. Going back to alcoholism. Look,
come mom doesn't call
anymore? Let's circle back to what started off this show. When you're a raging alcoholic, you push people away, even your loved ones. And if mom's not even calling, well,
mom isn't calling anymore.
Then she knows.
Holy shit.
When your own mother doesn't call, it's big time
goodness.
It's big trouble in Little China.
Hmm.
Big trouble.
In Little China. Huh?
Hmm?
Hmm?
In Little China.
Damn.
Yeah.
Anyway. There's no surprise. Yeah.
There's no surprise.
I knew it was coming sooner or later. I knew either she was gonna break up because he was cheating on her anyways, or he was going to beat her. One of the.
Oh, man.
One of the.
You know what? You're not wrong, are you?
Right. That's the only way breakups happen in Hollywood, with beautiful women.
Mm-hmm.
Sad to say.
That Pamela story is something else, huh?
I gotta watch it.
It's good.
Gotta watch it.
Like, the show was good. I remember watching the show and thinking, man, I felt bad for her. But you feel even worse for when you watch her thing.
Do you see tits? Is tits in there?
You don't see too many tits.
No tits in the doc.
But I couldn't help but notice the... Actually, no, you do see a lot of tits because they go back through her old days, her old...
So they show tits in the documentary.
Yeah, of her old... Yeah, not new tits, but, you know.
Oh, old tits, even better.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to see what the new tits look like. Like an updated version. Like, you ever search a porn star and go, like, 2023 by her name because you want to see what she looks like now? You don't, you know. You want those Google images of what she looks like now? You ever do that? No. Neither do I. So why are you looking?
I can't tell if you're judging or if you're trying to like saddle up next to me and go, come on, baby. You know what else I noticed? Barbed wire has been added to Netflix.
Has it? Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It only makes sense. I wondered if they were showing her breasts in that documentary.
They do.
Now you gave me insight of.
Well, yeah, it had your curiosity. Now I got your attention.
Now you got my attention. Mm-hmm. My attention, old friend.
What are you searching for? I'm searching for tits, old friend. Gandalf. I will bring you tits, old
Gandalf
friend.
Gandalf the Grey.
And I ask only one thing in return.
I am Gandalf the White.
Because my cum is frothy and white.
And I come back to you now.
A full man.
Burn of my dick.
Well, that's it, kids. So what do you want to see? Hubba, hubba, hubba. Who do you trust? What do you love? Who do you love? Me? I'm kind of excited for Indy. I'm really excited for Flash. I'm definitely excited for that Mission Impossible. I'm definitely excited for that John Wick. There's a couple of gems coming out this year I want to see. You know?
Not going to lie, if he talks about any of those three villains
mm-hmm.
in Flash,
mm-hmm.
he then Keaton has some input on this story because he knows what fans want.
If Keaton even says, like, well, either you're filling up balloons with poison gas or you're strapping rockets to penguins. A madman's a madman, you know, something like that. I'm game. I'm fucking game. I'm rock hard. Oh, yeah. But if he's like
pussy from rooftop to rooftop.
If he says pussy, if they let him say pussy, how did you like that smirk too?
It was a little smirk. And then his green eyes. Yeah.
Yes. And you've seen the poster. The character posters they came out with where he's got that smirk in the fucking
like I said, it's Batman 3.
It's Batman 3, isn't it? It's not Flash. It's Batman 3.
Right. Because it wasn't supposed to be a Batman forever. It was supposed to be Batman 3.
Right.
Yeah.
What would they have called it even if it wasn't Batman Forever?
Oh, Batman 3. Batman Ends.
You can't go from Returns to 3. Or maybe you can.
It was a Batman. Batman Returns. Batman Finishes Last. There you go.
Nice guys always do. Got time?
Like I said, that would make my heart sing if he talks about Joker, Penguin, or Catwoman.
I know it. I agree.
Yeah.
And it would make my cock explode. If Selena walks down those steps in the Batcave.
With fishy swirl.
With or without it.
With or without the suit.
I don't even give a fuck. She could come down and carrying Wegmans grocery bags for all I care. You know? I mean, shit.
What if she comes down holding one of the bat suits? Say you left this upstairs.
I am fucking... God damn it. What are you doing right now? Can I drive to your house and knock on your front door and give you a hug and a kiss right now? I mean, come on!
She's holding one of the bat suits.
She's holding it in her hand. You know one of the the young Flash is apparently, his suit's a mock-up of the bat suit. I saw that too.
Of whose bat suit? Affleck's bat suit?
Keaton's, because the bolt's like painted over the suit.
Ah.
So he does get a suit on at some point, which again, people are saying that's why he's going to turn into Dark Flash, because who else would it be?
I mean, that only makes sense, because I don't believe that Zod is our ultimate villain.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
What other villains could be in the mix because of the timeline?
It's definitely a speedster, so it's him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't foresee any other big villain that they will reveal at this point. It would be pointless.
Right.
It would be pointless, like I said, to bring in a reverse Flash at this point. Because what's the point?
Will we get a Lex Luthor?
No. Why would you?
I don't know.
So instead of Bale, we get Gary Oldman, Commissioner There we go. So right. We just wrap everything all in one big bow.
One big bow.
Burton, Nolan.
All right, last one. You don't get any of those people, but at the very end you get.
Is this why we're here?
Oh, I thought you were saying I was going to get Darth Vader.
It's right. In the Batcave.
You started off with the.
Because he did the breathing thing when he was talking. That would have been great, though. Just the red, Vader just the just red lightsaber, the red, just lights
shows
up the
back in the shadows, like he did in Rogue One.
What would you do?
I would just run towards the front of the screen. then they listen to us. Then they would listen. They listen to us.
All he wanted was Darth Vader in a Batman movie.
Ultimate battle,
right? Oh, I remember it very well. X-Men versus Predator versus Aliens versus Lord of the Rings.
That was a hell of a battle.
Sentinels and Colossus and Batman. That's what we do on this show, kids.
Yeah.
That's what the show is all about. Well, we finally got around to breaking down that trailer. What the hell are we going to even call this episode? We were all over the map on this one. What do we call this?
Alcoholism in 89.
God damn. All right, I'll work it in somehow.
You started off with the bourbon.
I'm happy to say I'm alive and sober today, and I'm very grateful for it. So I'll end with that. And yeah. Mom does call.
She calls now.
Every now and then. Most of the time I gotta call her. But that's how it goes. All right, everybody. Remember at the end of the day, whatever we said on this show, whether it pondered, whether it made you ponder your existence, made you run for the hills or directly towards that theater screen. Remember, at the end of the day, don't take it seriously. Whatever we said, it's almost 11:30 at night on a fucking Monday. And what the fuck are we doing? Huh? What are we doing?
We're just racing towards the multiverse.
Racing towards the multiverse. Titillating tales of time travel.
No Gal Gadot in that trailer, huh?
No Gal Gadot. Fuck a Gadot, right?
We just get rid of that beautiful woman just like that.
Fuck a Godot. That Sasha Cal might be the replacement. I don't know.
Ascension already.
You never know. They might throw nothing
replaces the Godot.
I'm not saying anything really could, but you never know. They might just throw on a little a little outfit or two.
Give me a break.
I'm bushed. Here you come, twitching your little tail.
Give me a break. That white dress Godot in BVS. Give me
Come on now. Come on, baby.
You didn't think Clark was thinking about Lois at that point.
You know what I'd really like to see come back? Even if it's like stock footage of Vicki Vale. Just walking in the street.
Damn. He's been thinking about Kim Basinger this whole time.
This whole time. How could he not? Remember, he fucked Vicki Vale. He didn't fuck Selena, at least not that we know of.
No, yeah, we don't know. Yeah.
Right. But right. He fucked Vicki Vale.
Yeah, he assaulted Vicki Vale.
He did. Right. After he fucked her.
As soon as that cape went up.
Right. I can't believe I slept with you. Oh my God, you're married.
Yep, he bopped her right across the head.
It was a bop.
Yeah. I'm gonna need that film. Yeah, those bats ran out that cave because they were witnessing sexual assault.
They had to get away fast.
He's at it again.
Hoorah! Just fiction, folks. It's just fucking fiction.